USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee hearing, Attorney General Bill Barr is addressing the violence going on in Portland, Oregon.
Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court?
The Attorney General also says,
if someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court here, that beautiful courthouse we have right at the bottom of the hill, and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in, and start fires in the court, is that okay? Is that okay now? No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland.
The public is honoring Congressman John Lewis today as he lies in state at the Capitol. He will be outside the East Plaza steps before he is moved to the Georgia Capitol tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The public is paying respects to the late Georgia Congressman John Lewis in the nation's capital. He will lie in state most of the day outside the Capitol's East Plaza steps before returning to Atlanta for funeral services. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas reflects on the life of the late congressman.
He does these annual walks where we, as members of Congress, go to the bridge, and he tells members of Congress the stories of that march. And I'm sad I didn't get the opportunity to do it. The man is a hero. He's an icon for our country, not just for the civil rights movement, but for the American spirit. And I look forward to honoring him this week as he lays in state.
Remington, the nation's oldest gun company, is filing for bankruptcy for the second time in 3 years. The firearms maker saying they're struggling financially with high interest costs and lawsuits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An outbreak of COVID-19 within the Miami Marlins Major League Baseball team is in a nightmare situation. That's according to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. Manfred addressing the situation on the MLB Network after 14 players and staff members on the Marlins tested positive for the virus, prompting the team to postpone the home opener against the Baltimore Orioles on Monday night. One team that is concerned, though, is the Washington Nationals, with their manager Dave Martinez saying,
my level of concern went from about an 8 to a 12. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm scared. I really am, you know. So I go from here, home, back here every day. That's all I do.
40 more hand sanitizers have been named as dangerous. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
U.S. health officials are warning Americans again to avoid a growing list of imported hand sanitizers that may be contaminated with the toxic chemical methanol. The Food and Drug Administration said there have been increasing reports of injury due to people using and sometimes ingesting the unauthorized sanitizers, which can lead to blindness, heart problems, or death. The active ingredient that kills germs in legitimate sanitizer is ethyl alcohol, which is consumable, but some Mexican companies have been replacing it with poisonous methanol or wood alcohol, which is used in antifreeze. The FDA first issued a consumer warning about the products last month.
The FDA posting a do not use list of over 80 sanitizers on their website. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.